الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, beloved brothers, every person in the world is looking for Allah Ta'ala. Everyone. If you open the WhatsApp, perhaps three-quarters of the WhatsApp status, everyone is looking for Allah Ta'ala. And the solution of the world's problem is going back to Allah Ta'ala. Ek tu mera, to har shay meri. Wallah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. Zameen meri, falak mera. This earth will become mine, and the heavens will also become mine. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Wallah, if you are not mine, you can have all the wealth in the world, all the riches in the world, everything of dunya. Ek tu nahi mera, if you are not mine, wallah, then nothing is mine. So a person, this is what he has to strive for, that how can I get Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in my life. Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullah alayhi, a very great king. So he had one servant of his by the name of Ayaz. This was a simple person. He had nothing. So he came into the court of the king, and very quickly he became the favorite of the king. So everyone was very jealous of Ayaz. All the ministers we hear from so many years, Ayaz came all of a sudden and he became the favorite of the king. So one day the king, to prove a point to the rest of his ministers, that what is the position of Ayaz, he made an announcement that today whatever you put your hand on in the kingdom, that will belong to you. So he put out all the gold, the silver, pearls, jewels, whatever it might be, he put it out. So he said, whatever you put your hand on, that belongs to you. So everyone started running. Somebody is putting their hands on gold, somebody on the silver, whatever it might be. Ayaz, he just stood still. So the king asked him, he said, Ayaz, did you not hear my instruction? Did you not hear what I have to say? So he said, King, Bacha, what did you say? So he said that whatever you put your hand on today, it will belong to you. So he says, are you sure? Are you certain of what you are saying? He says, I'm 100% certain. He walked up to the king. He put his hand on the head of the king. He says, what you have taken out today, all the treasures that you have laid out, this is nothing. He says, it's just a fraction of what you own. What you still have stored, what is still in the vaults, this is just a fraction of it. If I've got you, I've got everything, all those vaults and all those treasures that are still hidden, all that will belong to me. Exactly understand this. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. Wallah, if you become mine, then everything is mine. The entire earth will become ours. The heavens will become ours. Everything will become ours. A person won't have any problem in the world because his connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah explained this. He said, "Man kanat alaqatuhu bi Rabb." That person that's got that connection with Allah Ta'ala, la yufni ayyamahu fi mukhasamati nas. He won't spend his days fighting with people. You caused this problem to me, and you caused that problem to me, because his connection is there. That whatever is coming from the top. It is coming from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So in this ayat of the Quran, which I have recited very briefly, I will explain it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has two systems, and there's two ways where Allah ta'ala can pull a person, where Allah ta'ala can draw a person. This in the term of tasawwuf is known as jazb. Jazb means that Allah ta'ala will pull somebody, Allah ta'ala will draw a person, and Allah will make him his beloved. So in this ayat Allah ta'ala explains these two systems. The one is, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi may yasha. Allah ta'ala will draw, Allah ta'ala will attract, Allah will make jazb of that person who Allah Ta'ala wishes. Meaning no effort. From his side there's no effort. Allah Ta'ala just looked at him with one nazar of rahmat, of his mercy. Allah Ta'ala loved him. Allah selected him. You are my beloved. Finish. End of story. Many things, it is just purely the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. For example, a person says, I want to become a Nabi of Allah. So if I make effort, if I strive in this path, I will reach that level. No, you can't. This is Allah's selection. It's Allah's choice. Whoever Allah Ta'ala wants to give nubuwat, Allah Ta'ala gives nubuwat to that person. every person desires, I wish I was in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One nazar of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you became a Sahabi. And the greatest wali of the time can't come close to the lowest Sahabi. This was Allah's choice. So Allah Ta'ala chose to be the companion of Nabi Alayhi Salaam. That was Allah's choice. Allah's rahmat. So this is one way of Allah Ta'ala. Who Allah Ta'ala chooses, he doesn't have to even make any effort. Allah will pull him, draw him and make him his beloved. And the second way, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. That a person, he turns to Allah. He falters, he errs. He cries to Allah. Allah, I want to make you happy, Allah. Allah, you become pleased with me. So he makes some mujahada. He makes some qurbani. He's not on track. But he makes an effort to come onto track. And then finally, after going through the sacrifice, this mujahada, this qurbani, then Allah Ta'ala says, oh my banda, now I will make jazb, now I will pull you towards me. But the condition is that a person has to be sincere. He has to be mukhlis. In striving towards Allah, you have to be mukhlis. Shaitan, he was the greatest abid. There isn't a handspan on the surface of the earth where Shaitan didn't make sajda. That is why he was brought to the level of malaika. He was not amongst the malaika. Kana min al jinn. He was a jinn. But Allah brought him to the position of malaika. Why? Because so much of ibadah of Allah Ta'ala he had made. But Shaitan was not mukhlis. He was not sincere. When he was not mukhlis, he was not sincere, he was mardood. He was then turned away from the court of Allah Ta'ala. When a person, Allah Ta'ala makes jazb, Allah pulls a person, Allah draws a person, makes him his beloved, that person will never ever be rejected in the court of Allah. That is why our mashayikh have written that we should make dua on a daily basis. That Allah, make jazb, pull me, Allah. Allah, pull my family, Allah. Allah, make jazb and pull my children. Make everyone your beloved. On a daily basis, a person, he should make this dua. Now to understand this jazb, I will explain it by an example given by Mawlana Abraham al-Haq Sahib Hardoi Rahmatullah Ali. As Mawlana Abraham al-Haq Sahib Hardoi Rahmatullah explains that on one occasion, as Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib of Allahabad, he was with him. So he said, let's go and visit a particular person that is sick. So they were together, so they departed. On the way, as Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib of Allahabad, he told Mawlana Abraham al-Haq Sahib Hardoi Rahmatullah Ali that there's a certain Hakim Sahib, Hakim Sulaiman. Let's take him with us as well. He will join us. And if he knows that we went to visit this particular person that is ill, and he finds out later on, he'll be very upset with us. So they went to his house. So when they went there, the family said he is sleeping. So Mullah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib, rahmatullahi, said, wake him up. Wake him up. Normally a person that is sleeping, there's no valid reason, it's taklif. It's not permissible to wake that person up. If there's a valid reason, no problem. But if there's no valid reason, you cannot wake that person up. So Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi said, he said that normally it is not permissible, but if we have to visit this person and he finds out, then it's going to inconvenience him, he's going to be upset. So now it's permissible to wake him up. So they woke him up. So when he came outside, Mawlana Abraham al-Haq Sahib Hardoi rahmatullahi alayhi said, he said, see, you were sleeping, we inconvenienced you, we put you through this difficulty, and we brought you out. You had no intention to come with us. You had no intention to join us. We woke you up, we took you out, and you now with us. He said, this is what you call jazb. This is how Allah Ta'ala pulls. You had no intention to reach Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala just pulled, and when Allah Ta'ala pulled, now you reach Allah Ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam is traveling from Madian. He's coming to Egypt, late hours of the night. He's got his wife with him. It's a cold day. He doesn't know his direction, how to reach Egypt. And in the distance, what does he see? He sees a fire burning. إِذْرَآ نَارًا فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا لَعَلِّي آتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِقَبَسٍ أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدَى. Musa alayhi salam tells his wife that, I can see fire, wait here. Let me go there, maybe I'll bring a flame of fire for you. We'll get some heat. Or there's a guide there. He will show us our way to our destination, how to reach Egypt. What Musa alayhi salam went there for? He went for fire. He went for direction. He ended up in the Mount of Tur. Now he starts talking to Allah Ta'ala, even forgets about his wife, and now Nubuwwat is given to Musa alayhi salam. That is jazb. He went for fire. He went for direction. When Allah Ta'ala pulled, he became the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. That is jazb. When Allah Ta'ala pulls a person, he goes to some alim, he's got some problem, let me go get a ta'wiz. So he went looking for ta'wiz. When he reached there, he said, this bayan is taking place, let me sit down. It had such an effect on him, he changed his life, he became a great wali of Allah Ta'ala. That was jazb. You went for ta'wiz. Your intention was something else. But when Allah Ta'ala pulled, you became the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. So he said that this is jalb, that we pulled you out. Now the car was parked at a distance. So the two of them now, together with the Hakim Saab, now they walked to the car. When they came to the car, then the driver that was there, he opened the car, he opened the doors. He told him, sit down. So they sat down. When they sat down in the car, again now Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Saab rahmatullahi commented. He said, see, when we came out of the house, the car didn't just open for us. We had to walk a little bit. When we walked, we came to the car. When we reached the car, we made this little bit of effort. What happened? The doors now open. Now sit down in the car. So he said, this is what you call suluk. When a person, he treads the path, he makes a little bit of effort. He goes in the direction of Allah Ta'ala. So the moment you took those few steps, you moved towards Allah Ta'ala, what happened? Allah Ta'ala now opens the door. Oh my banda, come, I made you my beloved. So this is the effort. A person should make dua on a daily basis. Allah make, just pull my entire family. I will take two incidents, and then we'll understand this concept, when Allah Ta'ala will pull us. One is, as in Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he was 16 years old when he met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah al-Mukarramah, young boy. At that time he hadn't accepted Islam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 2 years older, he was 18 years old. So when he met Nabi alayhi salam, he just fell in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salam loved Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And we know later on when he accepted Islam, how he sacrificed. So on a daily basis now in Makkah Sharif, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the two of them would meet one another. Then in the interim, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was a businessman. So he went to Sham. When he went to Sham, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala saw a dream. So now he needed the interpretation of this dream. So this was still the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he said that, who should I get the interpretation from? So of that time. And he said that this is the dream that I have had. So the Raib and the priest asked him. He says, Min ayna anta? Where have you come from? He says, Min Makkah. I have come from Makkah. Then he said, Aish anta, what are you? So he said, Tajir, I'm a businessman. Which tribe do you belong to? He says, I belong to the Quraysh. So he says, if you're telling the truth, then the interpretation of your dream is this. Yub'athu nabiyyum min qawmik. A nabi is going to be sent from your people. Takunu wazirahu fi hayatihi wa khalifatahu ba'da wafatihi. You will become the wazir and the minister of this Nabi of Allah Ta'ala in his lifetime. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala became the minister of Nabi alayhi salam. And you will become his khalifa after his demise. After Nabi alayhi salam passed away, you will become the first khalifa. فَأَصَرَّهَا أَبُو بَكْرٍ مِنَ الْكَائِنَاتِ كُلِّهَا. When Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala got this interpretation, he hid this from the entire mankind. He didn't tell anyone about this interpretation. He told absolutely no one about the dream that he had and the interpretation that he received. He continues with Nabi alayhi salam. When he reaches the age of 38, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches the age of 40, Nabi alayhi salam is in the cave of Hira, where Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down. The verse of Quran are revealed. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq, iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. These verses are revealed. These verses were so great, that these are the verses that abrogated the Tawrat. These are the verses that abrogated the Zabur. These are the verses that abrogated the Injil. Every previous scripture that was sent to the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala was abrogated on the verses of Iqra. And now he is blessed with Nubuwat. At the age of 40, every Nabi at the age of 40 is blessed with Nubuwat. A man, his intelligence, his maturity is perfected at the age of 40. So he becomes a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. When he comes out, who does he go first to? Goes to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Oh Abu Bakr, I'm the Nabi of Allah. Nubuwat has been given to me in the cave of Hira. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَدْ دَلِيلُ عَلَى مَا تَدَّعِي. Where's your proof? You say you're a Nabi of Allah. What's the proof that you're a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala? Your claim, you're making a claim. What's the proof for this? What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He says, رُؤْيَا الَّتِي رَأَيْتَ بِالشَّام. That dream you saw in Sham, which nobody knew about, which he didn't tell anyone about. رُؤْيَا الَّتِي رَأَيْتَ بِالشَّام. That dream that you saw in Sham, That is the proof that I'm Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. What happens to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala? Fa'anaqahu, he embraces Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He embraced Nabi Alayhi Salaam. He loved Nabi Alayhi Salaam. This connection that he had with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this connection is not from dunya. Any person that clicks, sometimes a person in this world, you just like him, you just click with him. The first time you meet him, you click. And there may be another person, good character, wonderful person. You say, I can't click with this person. I don't know why I can't click. Why? The hadith says that the arwah, in alami arwah, when the souls were all gathered, al-arwah junudum mujannada. These were all groups there. Whoever clicked over there, فَمَا تَعَارَفَ مِنْهَا اِغْتَلَفَ. Those that clicked over there, they click in dunya. وَمَا تَنَاكَرَ مِنْهَا اِغْتَلَفَ. Those that didn't click over there, they have differences here in this dunya. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu clicked there with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When he came into the world, the first time they met, they loved each other in this world. And so much of love, and they clicked with each other to such an extent, that when Nabi alayhi salam passed away, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed away, he became the companion of Nabi alayhi salam there as well. What am I have written? That a person, you cannot book your grave. Where are you going to be buried? That a person cannot book. They say, yes, you can make preparation that your kafan, etc., all that you keep in your home, ready before time. That when you look at it, now you think of your mouth, you think of akhirat. But you cannot book your grave. Why? Because where you take, where your sand, your soil is taken from, that is where you're going to be buried. One lady, she was from Reunion, and she went to Zambia. When she went to Zambia, her daughter was married there. So the first day when she went there, or the second day, she loved gardening. So she picked up the soil, said, oh, what beautiful soil. The next day she passed away. She went into the same soil. Where your soil is taken, that is where you buried. So next to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the soil of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was taken. That is where he ended up. And next to that was the soil of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was buried next to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. فَعَانَقَهُ. So he embraced Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. وَقَبَّلَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. And he kissed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam between his eyes on his forehead. He kissed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This was one occasion he kissed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on his forehead. And the second occasion when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had passed away. Before he was buried, again Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and he kissed Nabi alayhi salam before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was put into his qabr mubarak. وَقَبَّلَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. And then what he said? أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That I bear witness that you are the Rasul of Allah. This is jazm. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went for business. Where did that dream come from? How did Allah Ta'ala show him that dream? And how Allah Ta'ala pulled him and made it a means of him bringing iman on Nabi alayhi salam and being the companion of Nabi alayhi salam? This is what you call jazm. So this is what we need to make dua. Allah, you pull me. If Allah Ta'ala pulls us, Allah is on our side. No government of the world can harm us. Today the world is in problems. No government can harm us. No enemy can harm us. Our Shaykh always says, he says, our enemy is our gunas. Our enemy is our gunas. When we disobey Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala puts these oppressive rulers. So Allah Ta'ala is on our side. Nobody can harm us. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written in Ma'riful Quran, he says that many a times we become very passionate about the Palestinian issue. That what is happening in Palestine and so much of problems in Palestine. He says that the problems in Palestine, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah has written in Ma'riful Quran, that the problems in Palestine is the reflection of the condition of the Muslim Ummah. That is reflecting the condition of the Muslim Ummah. If things in Palestine are running good and are running well, that is the indication that the Muslim Ummah is on track. And when problems are taking place in Palestine, that is the indication that the Muslim Ummah are going off track. So Allah Ta'ala give us this understanding. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the same way, I will finish on this, Allah Ta'ala in the same way may pull Hazrat Abu Umar radiallahu ta'ala also. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was on his way to kill Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His sword was on his neck, unsheathed, ready to kill Nabiya alayhi salatu wa sallam. I will just cut short, make it very fine, cut fine here. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Umar radiallahu ta'ala now goes toward Darul Arqam. Darul Arqam was near the Mount of Safa. He's mentioned if a person 40, 50 years ago, perhaps if he went for Umrah, he went for Hajj, there was a house of a Sahabi there. And on this house it was written, Hada Darul Arqam, this is Darul Arqam. So here Nabi al-Islam would gather with Sahaba. So he went there. So Sahaba now from inside, they are sitting with Nabi al-Islam, they see Umar radiallahu anhu coming, they start shaking, Umar is coming, and the sword is on his neck. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu is there. Very brave Sahabi, wa Hamzatu Asadullah wa Asadu Rasuli, the Lion of Allah. So Hamza radiallahu anhu said, what's the problem? He said, Umar is coming. He said, don't worry about Umar. If Umar comes with a bad intention, I'll turn him to dust. Let Umar come. So, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu came. So they opened. They told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Umar is here. Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went forward. What did he do? He caught his Umar. Fearful. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and stood on one side. That Umar is here. And Nabi Alayhi Islam is holding Umar radiallahu anhu. On the other side is Jibreel Alayhi Islam. But Nabi Alayhi Islam was very strong. He had the strength of 40 jannatis. And that translates to the strength of 4,000 people of this world. No wrestler could overpower Nabi Alayhi Islam. Very, very strong. So he caught his Umar radiallahu anhu. And he told us, Umar radiallahu anhu, that he jerked him first. When he jerked Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, just one jerk, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala fell to the ground. It is mentioned all his bravery, all his power, all his strength vanished immediately. Just that one jerk of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Umar radiallahu ta'ala, that, Umar, how long are you going to remain in jahiliyat and away from Islam? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, I have come as your slave, I have come to accept Islam. See where he was going. He was going to kill Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was with the sword. When Allah ta'ala made jazz, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala accepts Islam. And then what does he say after accepting Islam? He tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, isn't this such we on haq and these kuffar on batil? He said, if we on haq, what are we frightened for? Let's go into the Kaaba and let us perform our salah. He makes two lines of sahaba. 20 sahaba in each line, two lines. In one line, he puts Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala in the front. In the other line, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala in the front, puts Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the middle. They go into the Kaaba, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leads the salah openly in Makkah al-Mukarramah. This is jazb. When Allah ta'ala pulls a person, then Allah ta'ala, that's what Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nabi hasbuka Allah. O Nabi, Allah is sufficient for you. Wa man ittaba'aka min al-mu'mineen. And these believers that follow you, like Umar radiallahu ta'ala, they are sufficient for you against the kuffar also. So Allah ta'ala pull all of us, Allah ta'ala make us all His beloved. If a person has got that, he's got the greatest treasure. Allah Ta'ala bless all of us.